Hey, it's Alan Berg. Are you coming to Wedding MBA this year? Well, I'll be there again. I haven't missed one since the first one in 2007. So I look forward to seeing you there. And if you want to save $20 off the current ticket price, and they get higher as you get closer, go to WeddingMBA.com. Use the promo code Alan, A-L-A-N. WeddingMBA.com, promo code Alan. Save $20. I look forward to seeing you there. Before we get into this episode, I'm starting something called Ask Me Anything. That's right. You submit your questions and they could become an entire episode or something that I answer at the end of an episode. To submit your questions, look for the red button at podcast.alanberg.com. That's right. podcast.alanberg.com. Click on the red button, submit your question, and maybe you'll hear it here on the podcast. Thanks. Are you in the gap or in the gain? Want to find out what I'm talking about? Listen to this episode. Welcome to another episode of the Wedding Business Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Alan Berg. I'm a speaker, author, sales trainer, website reviewer, and I help businesses like yours sell more, profit more, and have more fun doing it. Enjoy this episode. Hey, it's Alan Berg. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Business Solutions Podcast. I just finished reading a book called The Gap and the Gain by Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy. And I have to admit, when I first started listening to it, I do audiobooks. When I first started listening, I wasn't quite getting what they were talking about, wasn't quite getting into it. But I persisted because I felt there was something there. And I'm so glad that I did, because this concept of the gap and the gain is something that we're all living with every day. So here's what it means. And I'm totally paraphrasing what's in this book. Please go read it for yourself. Listen, it's not a very long book. And if you listen to the audiobook, Dan Sullivan is actually the one who's narrating it. But he talks to Benjamin Hardy in between chapters to discuss what just happened. So it's kind of like being at a book reading with the authors. So the gap is when you feel like you haven't achieved what you want to achieve, when you feel like you're not succeeding at what you're doing. And the gain is when you're able to look at all the progress you've made that's brought you to this point, even if you're not where you want to get to, but instead of focusing on the negative, you're focusing on the positive. Now, I've totally oversimplified this, but you know, think about this. If you think about yourself in a business, if you've been in business for 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and think about what you've achieved to this point, what you take for granted because it's just natural to you now in your skill, whether it's the business skill, the sales skill, the creative skill, whatever it is you do, or are you looking and saying, ah, I'm not as good as that person there, or I haven't achieved this particular sales number or profit number or whatever it is. What are you focusing on there? And it's easy to fall into the gap. And as the authors say, we all do. We all fall into that. Oh, I didn't get to here. I haven't gotten that. You know. And then you're focusing on what you don't have instead of all the progress you made there. I had that myself, if I think back so many times in my life, when I wrote my last book, Why Are They Ghosting Me? I got stuck. I got stuck and I'm like, ah, you know, I'm not going to get this done. I'm not going to get finished. Instead of looking at how much I've already written, how much I've already progressed, I'm focused on what I didn't do. And then I actually heard about this major national news anchor who had written his fifth or sixth novel. And I'm thinking, how does this person have time to write this novel when they're on national TV, you know, every day? Aren't they busy? And they said that they spend 15 minutes a day writing, at least 15, might be more, but at least 15 minutes a day writing. And I thought, well, I have 15 minutes. I can do that. And I sat down and some days it was 15 minutes and some days it was more and some days it was a couple of hours. And next thing you know, the book was done. So I had been focusing on what I hadn't accomplished. And then I focused on, well, look at this. I got 15 minutes more done. Look at this. I got another half an hour done. I got another 15 minutes. And focusing on the gain, that look how much progress I'm making towards this instead of look what I didn't do yet. And as I start to write my next book, I already have notes. I already have thoughts in my head. I'm putting more notes down. And I'm not worried about when it's going to come out. I'm not worried about the negative. I'm worried about, or actually not worried, I'm thinking about the positive and how much progress I'm making towards this already. Now, maybe because it's my seventh book, actually more than that if you count the second edition. So it's probably my 10th book. But I know things I didn't know. It's easier. When I go to do the audiobook, it's going to be so much easier because I've done 6 audiobooks already. So it's going to be easier for me to go ahead and do the next audiobook because I know the process. Now, I could go back and think the first time I did it and all the failures that I had. Believe me, I had epic failures when I was trying to make the first audiobook. But I persisted because I needed to get to the end, which was the satisfaction. I got this done. And every time I got another chapter done and another chapter done and another chapter done, I'm able to focus on that progress that I'm moving instead of what I haven't achieved yet. So where are you right now? Are you in the gap? Are you in the gain? Are you focusing on the negative, right? Because we had a lot of negative over the last couple of years and things we could focus on. Focusing on the positive. I'm still here. I'm still standing. I'm paying the bills, putting food on the table, a roof over the head. All right. Maybe you had a great year here monetarily, helping to make up for some other years. Great. Are you focusing on the future and saying, hey, we're getting new leads. We're converting those to appointments and conversations, and we're making sales and focusing on all that positive that's around us. Because it's up to us what to focus on. We can choose, and this is a choice, what to focus on. So if you get a chance to read The Gap in the Gain, again, I'll put it into the show notes here, Daniel Pink and Benjamin Hardy. Yep. So Dan Sullivan, Dr. Benjamin Hardy. I'll put it into the show notes so you can get it on paperback, get it on Audible, get it on Kindle, whatever it is. It's a short book. It's real easy. It's like 4.5 hours or something like that in an audiobook. You can sit down and listen to it in a couple of sittings or on a long drive, right? But think about the gap in the gain. Think about what you've already accomplished. You're so good at what you do because you've accomplished so much. Take heart of that. Think about how that's what brought you here is going to help you move forward towards the next thing and focus on the gain and not the gap. And if you fall back into it, which we all do, dust yourself up, focus on the gain, move yourself forward. Thanks for listening. Hi, it's Alan Berg. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Wedding Business Solutions Podcast. If you'd like to make a suggestion for a topic or for a guest, you can do that with Ask Me Anything on the button at podcast.alanberg.com. And if you'd like to find out about having me do sales training or speaking for your group or association, and that could possibly be for free, we have some good ideas, contact me at alan@weddingbusinesssolutions.com. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode and hearing your suggestions. Thanks.